This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Do you guys ever rock out to the Dr. Dahlia Show? Oh, gosh. You see, because when I get in the car, you know, I listen to talk radio, but in the morning, I need to put on rock or something with a beat just to kind of get me up and going. And, you know, I know my show is on in the mornings, and so a lot of you guys, you know, you're kind of waking up, you're rolling out of bed, putting on your suspenders or your bra. Yeah, you know, trying to kind of wait for the coffee to cool down so you can take a sip. Yeah, you find your key, you yawn, you realize you're really sore trying to kind of bend your neck to get into the truck or get into the car. You get in there, you make a couple sounds like your grandpa used to, like, ugh. Ow. You know, when you get in the car, I make those sounds. I make those sounds getting up and getting into the car now. Right? You throw your briefcase or your purse or whatever to the side. You throw your lunch. When you throw your lunch to the side in the car, that always depresses you because you're like, that's all I get to eat today. You know, and then you're reminded that you got to watch your weight and you're like, really? Banana? Really? So then you turn on the car and, you know, maybe it starts, maybe it doesn't. You know, then you press on the gas a little bit, and then you flood the engine, and you're like, damn it. Then you can get the car started again. All right, and you're like, gosh, I hope I don't hit any kids who are running behind the car. And you try to take a look, and you can't because you're sore. So you look behind, you're like, oh, okay, look that side. Then you look this, and you're like, oh, and you're stretching, and you look that other side, and you're like, damn, I need to take up some yoga. So you start pulling out of the complex or your driveway. And, you know, you know, oh, gosh, I got to beat that bus. There's going to be a bus that's going to stop, and now I'm going to have traffic on my side street before I get to the main street. I got to beat the bus to the bus stop. You're driving, and you see the bus coming, and you're like, oh, crap, and you see the kids anticipating the bus, you know, and you try to calculate, okay, if I speed up now, I could wait, because once the bus stops, then there's a stop, you know, the stop sign, right? And you, I always miss those, because if the bus is across, you know, a divider and a median and, you know, a block away, you still have to stop. So you're like, okay, I'll hurry. Okay. And then you're like, oh crap, I'm in a school zone. And then you slam on your brakes because it's a 15 mile. Not that I suggest you guys do this, but I know you guys do this. Okay. 15 miles an hour. So you slow down and you're like, I'm going to make it. And no, you don't. The bus immediately got his stop sign out. You're like, crap. So then you're waiting. You're like, you know what? While I'm waiting, I got to wake up. I'm going to put on some, you know, some hardcore, I don't know, Def Leppard or some Aerosmith or, I don't know, Rush, something to kind of wake me up in the morning, even though those bands really don't exist anymore. And, well, yeah, they kind of do in a way. And you turn it on and you get Dr. Dahlia talking about, so the prostate cell showed favorable outcome to this test. And vitamin D deficiency is related. Really, do I do that to you guys? I don't mean to. I mean to give you the highly energetic, exciting stories. All right, I try my hardest because I know there's a lot of pseudostratified columnar epithelium content out there, but I try not to bore you with it. I know there's cell walls and mitochondria and biosynthesis and osmolality issues and hyponatremia. I mean, really juicy stuff for us medical folk, but you guys need to wake up with something more hardcore. So I promise I will keep this show very, very exciting. Okay, so what do we got today? We have a Florida woman who sets her roommate on fire after fighting about meatballs and spaghetti. Okay, so is that exciting enough for you? Is that going to wake you up? No. Don't turn the channel to music. You're going to listen. Okay, hold on. That's a big headline. Okay, then we have 9 people, including a family of 6, quarantined in Connecticut now to be watched for Ebola. From what we understand, they aren't showing symptoms, but they're quarantined in a family there. We have the dogs and the dogs that we own and what these dogs say about us. If you own a particular dog, what does that say about your personality? And then, for those of you beer drinkers, a daily wine or beer can actually help the memory as opposed to hurting the memory. So we are going to have a nice, thorough rendition on the hippocampus. Oh, I'm going there again. Okay, sorry. Okay, I got to make it more exciting than hippocampus talk. Okay, wine and beer helping your memory, all right? All right, that exciting enough? And then, a lot of us get depressed. Right? Because there's nothing else to listen to on radio except the Dr. Dahlia Show. But use of anti-inflammatory over-the-counter drugs could actually ease depression. So for those of us that are losing our health insurance like me because it's not an Obamacare plan that has pregnancy and rehab, so I have to lose my plan and then go on the website and try to find one that has a $12,000 deductible that I can't afford, if I have depression, I can maybe go and get something over the counter and pop that. And popping pills is what it's all about, right, people? No, it's not. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about depression and what this latest study says. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, just wake up. Never too busy, though, to take your calls, your questions, your medical comments, your answers, your love of me and my show. We love those calls if they can never come our way at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of us that absolutely can't stand letters, it's 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. Another story I want to talk about is it looks like patients are avoiding the Dallas hospital where Thomas Duncan had died, being the first one treated in America and diagnosed with Ebola. They're losing revenue. All right, what happens if a hospital gets an Ebola patient? Is it a death sentence for their revenue as well? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Kind of a weird presentation of a patient. I just kind of got some lab results back from my staff. Just want to quickly tell you guys about it. No, I'm not going to give the name of the patient. I'm not going to fall into that trap. But had somebody that came in at the height of the Ebola scare last week, not feeling well. Tummy's hurting, maybe a little diarrhea. Just feeling awful. No fever, nothing. And I'm like, oh, I hope it doesn't have Ebola. That would really, really stink. But, you know, no travel to West Africa, no fever. A little fever at first went away. So I'm like, okay, I think we're okay here. Ran some blood work, and liver looked funny. You know, the liver just looked funny. So I'm like, well, maybe it's hepatitis. Okay, and then the hepatitis test, of course, is taken forever to get back, so we don't have that. And then feeling better. Actually, we thought he had like a colitis, an infection of the bowel. So we gave him an antibiotic. Okay, yeah, we love our antibiotics, don't we? Felt better. Felt better. Maybe had a little colitis. We had done a CAT scan because at first he looked like he was having appendicitis. Then by the time the CAT scan came back, luckily looked better from that. So like, what the hell's going on? Liver's not swollen. Spleen's not swollen. No colitis. No appendicitis. He's getting better, but he still feels like crap. Feels like crap. Now, as soon as he said that, okay, when somebody says feel like crap, I don't think flu. It's very, very interesting what you guys say when you have an illness. When you say you feel like the S word, then I think flu. And I'm usually right. It's weird. It's weird how you guys choose your vocabulary. But he, as he's leaving, he's like, I just feel like crap. So what do we think about when somebody says they feel like crap? Mono. Now, he's kind of out of the age group for that, but I'm like, what the hell? So we ran the test. Looks like that's what's going on. Mono. All right. Now, okay, some of you are like, okay, well, I better write that down. Because if I tell the doctor I feel like poop, okay, except the bad, I mean, when you have the flu, when you say I feel like poop, I never think flu. But if you say the S word, doc, I feel like beep, I'm like, you probably have flu. Or now I'll probably think, or Ebola. So that's a big word. So what I want to tell you, so basically this guy here that had presented with originally right lower quadrant pain that looked like appendicitis, okay, that, right? No sore throat. What do most people with mono present as? Sore throat, fever, a lot of fatigue. Not, you know, right lower quadrant pain like appendicitis or colitis. But the fact that he said on his way out, I feel like crap, boom, all right, makes you think mono. So what I want you guys to do is, you know, a lot of you listen to my show for the entertainment value. yeah, trust me, you do. Oh, hold on, I'm gonna electrocute myself. I spilled my iced tea all over my studio gear. Oh, man, we're going to have a short. Oh, there's no napkin. Oh, darn. I got some Kleenex in my bra. Sorry, I got a spill here. Oh, man. Bzz, bzz, bzz. Okay, hold on a second. I got to click. Bzz. Ow. Bzz. Okay, sorry, I got a spill. I'm on the iced tea diet. I've gained 2 pounds, but listen. The iced tea diet is preventing me from drinking diet soda, so I'll still stick with it, even though I'm probably gaining weight. Okay, there we go. Iced tea. Good. Okay, I think it's all dry. All right. So when you go to your doctor or your nurse practitioner, PA, et cetera, medical provider, don't minimize how you feel, but also don't over-exaggerate either. If you feel like crap, now, why would I hit it on the head with the mono? Well, because when I had mono, that's what I said to my doctor. I feel like crap. All right? And the mono test came out negative at first. Then we had to wait a week or two, and then finally it came a positive. Because it takes a while. Sometimes it takes a week or two to convert. So, you know, just tell them how you feel. Tell them this is different. Gosh, you know, I've had this sore throat, but it feels different. It doesn't feel like my typical sore throat. This doesn't feel like my typical cold. Something feels different. Yesterday, I diagnosed a woman with cancer before we got the results back, and I didn't want to jump the gun, but I had to let her know what was going on. I've been seeing this patient sporadically. She doesn't like coming to the doctor, but I've known her for about 10 years. Smokes. And, you know, she's almost 80, she's 79, so she'll tell me what she wants. You know, I'll tell her, I'll give her my suggestion, and no, she won't have it. So, I mean, she smoked, she'd been living her life, she's beaten all my relatives with age, no way was going to quit smoking. So I see her for the first time in a long time yesterday, and she just looks skinnier to me. And, you know, I go, you've lost weight. And she's like, oh, it's okay. You know, I'm keeping trim. And I'm like, no, you lost weight. And I'm going to do a chest x-ray. I don't want to do anything even if you found it. I'm like, well, you let me at least look. And boom. Big mass in her lungs. Very fast growing. Because the x-ray she let me do a year and a half ago didn't have it. and it almost looked a little more lymphoma, something a lot easier treatable, depending on the type of lymphoma. So, you know, I came back in. I'm like, how do I tell this woman that it looks like she has cancer? I mean, a new onset mass. Well, you don't go in saying you've got cancer. Because, again, I don't have the diagnosis. Remember that story I told you about the man and the fungal ball? All right? What you do is you say the honest-to-God truth of what there is, okay? Your X-ray is different, and you got a mass there. But I didn't say it like that, because that still sounds bad, okay? Because people know what mass means. I mean, how do you make mass sound good? So I walked in there, and I go, thank you for waiting. You're so awesome for waiting, but it looks like we got a little work to do. Like, we got work to do. I go, yeah, you and I are going to have some work to do. All right, what kind of work? Well, we did your X-ray, and it looks like you got something new there. Okay, looks kind of round. It could be cancer. It could not be, but I want to figure out what it is, and I want to beat it. All right, well, what do you think? Well, you know, I've seen worse. I've seen a lot worse than this. So let's take a look. Let's, you know, get the radiologist. Let's get an oncologist to take a look. Let's do this. And we got some work to do. Right? As opposed to coming in saying, you got cancer, you've been losing weight, this looks bad. No. We just had a family member, and that's what they said to her before they even had the diagnosis. And we went through the crying and the hugging and it was horrible. No, I mean, you know, there's things that could be beaten. I don't want to sugarcoat. I'm not going to walk in there going, ah, it's just a little tiny bleep. You know, that's okay. We'll just erase that little bleep with a dry erase. Oh, no. You got to let them know the gravity of the situation. You got something, and we got some work to do, and we have to work now. All right? So, you know, tell your family that you're going to be having some tests done, and I'm going to do my part, and let's figure what this is and knock it out of the ballpark. And she is one of the most spunky, spry 79-year-olds I ever met. And I go, you're strong, man. You are strong. So this by no means is a death sentence. You got something, we're going to figure it out. All right? Don't do anything different right now, except if you want to cut back on smokes. But I know. I do what you want, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And we're fighting the fight. Talked to her today. She's in great spirits. And, you know, but the communication between a doctor and a patient, I'm still learning. You know, I think compared to my other colleagues, if I was going to rate what type of a doctor I am, I think I'm pretty damn good, okay? And I know I don't say that because I rip on my radio show a lot. Yeah, but being a radio host versus a doctor is different. Okay, I know I could be a sucky radio host. I get that. But I think I know, you know, what I'm doing with medicine. Do I know everything about people's illnesses? No. And that's why I recruit the help. All right, but I'm the first one to admit it, and I think from a communication standpoint, I think I would probably get high marks on that. Now, somebody calling wanting their lab results and wanting them at 2 in the morning, no, I'm probably going to get an F in communication because, no, I don't call people back at 2 in the morning. But if I could implore any physician or medical provider out there, all right, if there's something that you feel difficult talking about, or you have trouble convincing somebody to quit smoking or convincing somebody to get that mammogram or get that colonoscopy, et cetera, all right, don't let that shy you away from moving forward and doing your job. You could still do your job. You could still give hope. You could not, don't get false hope, but you could still give hope. You could still communicate to that patient. I've given lectures to doctors on how to communicate and how to tell people. Now, and everybody finds their own way because you know the person. You know, I have some people where, you know, every other word is a cuss word. And so I get to very, very liberally speak to them without having to watch what I say. But I can't say that and speak that way to all my patients. Of course not, okay? And then some of my patients, I'm like, well, you know, the New England Journal of Medicine quoted this. Some of them don't want to hear that. But your job as a patient is to communicate just as well to your doctor. Let them know you feel like crap. Let them know this ain't right. All right? And maybe that'll clue them in to figuring out what's wrong with you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So now we're getting reports, which we predicted, where patients are avoiding the hospital where the Ebola patient Thomas Duncan had died and two nurses were infected with the virus. Apparently, the hospital has seen a 50% decline in visits to its emergency room. And Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital said in financial statements yesterday that its revenue fell 25% in the first 20 days of October. This was the period that began shortly after Thomas Eric Duncan was admitted to the hospital. Visits to the emergency room were down 53% during that time, and his daily patient census fell 21%. Operating room surgeries were also down 25%. So, obviously, this reflects that people were freaked out about Ebola being there, but also something else. People were freaked out that if, A, they missed Ebola the first time around, would that be a hospital that would catch their illness, whether it was Ebola or not? And then, B, how could staff get infected if they took the proper precautions? Would that put them at risk of any sort of contagious or pathogen being affected? And then reports that Thomas Duncan, which I don't know if this is true, reports that he was, you know, there among other patients for hours. And you wonder, I mean, how quickly was he isolated once they figured out that it was Ebola? All right, and then you have people concerned that, all right, well, okay, well, they have their act together, but is Ebola still floating around the hospital? So you combine all these, and it could be a financial death sentence for that hospital. Now, apparently they say the hospital's parent company, Texas Health Resources, still remains profitable, has more than, they say, $3 billion cash on hand. It said in one filing, I don't know who owns it and if they're single, sorry. It said in one filing that it has enough resources to weather any long-term damage. They also say that its insurance will cover any damages due to the Ebola cases. And thus far, no lawsuits have been filed against Presbyterian Dallas. All right. Right now, they are responsible for 17% of the chain's revenue. So Texas, and that happens a lot. You have multiple hospitals owned by one entity. And, with this one, I mean, until word gets out and, you know, people want to, media criticize the whole, you know, it all depends how far this goes. I think the hospital can recoup. All right. You know, I had made a comment that, you know, for those of you worried about ER waits, my guess is their ER would probably not be as busy. So I think some people that are not scared of Ebola now and feel reassured that they're not going to be exposed are going to probably want to take advantage of the easy in and out. And so I think the hospital, as long as they don't have any major lawsuits or as long as there's no other Ebola cases as of now, I think they're going to do okay. But other hospitals, and I mentioned this last month around the country, have been watching what has happened with this Presbyterian hospital for a variety of reasons. Okay, one is, you know, what got missed? Okay, so now you got somebody with a fever, nausea, vomiting. Okay, you don't mess around. Don't miss this one. So you have hospitals that don't want to be the one to miss Ebola. All right? So, and we knew there's always, you know, the first person is always the first place, the first hospital, the first patient, unfortunately, a lot of times is a guinea pig. And then we all learn from that. And then maybe this is the silver lining to a very, very dark cloud where hopefully now lives will be saved and we'll act quicker, you know, without going through mass hysteria. So hospitals are learning from this. But what I'm a little concerned about are hospitals maybe being reluctant to vamp up certain isolation centers, isolation units to be later if any other major pathogen, plague, etc., decides to mutate to the point where it could be as bad as Ebola is in West Africa. I wonder if some hospitals will be like, I don't really want the patients coming here. It's just going to, no. And that could be a huge concern. If these hospitals are privately owned and they cannot take the financial hit. Luckily, this hospital is only 17% of the entity's, revenue. But what if it's just a single private hospital? Okay, could they take a hit like this? And if the hospital goes under because of, and I'm not saying just Ebola, it could be anything, plague, whatever, scares away people and scares away patients and paying patients, okay, paying patients. Remember, hospitals are barely staying afloat because they do already so much care unpaid. Are we going to start losing our hospitals? In addition to the hospital loss we lost during the recession, are we going to start losing hospitals for this? And the more hospitals we lose, the less hospitals may be willing to take these patients on. So I'm a little nervous about this. Now, right now, we're getting good news on the Ebola front. Now we're hearing that we may be able to have a vaccine, possibly within weeks. Okay, that sounds good. We have the family of Nurse Amber Vinson saying she has recovered, is Ebola free. We have a family in Connecticut that it may be over precaution, but we have a family of six quarantined in West Haven, Connecticut, returning from a trip to West Africa. Right now, no signs. I think there's 9 people altogether that are being quarantined and watched for 21 days. The department, Connecticut Department of Health, issued 4 quarantine orders in the state involving 9 people. None of the individuals are sick. None prevent a risk to public health. So I think you're going to see America overact, but I don't want to use the word over, but very judiciously use their quarantine to make abilities to quarantine and their authority to make sure we have no more cases here in America. I mean, we are on top of it. And are we doing as good a job as we could with the airports? And no, I'm a little nervous about that. I really don't like questionnaires and temperatures. I'd rather we just, do the test screens, but we don't have those yet. And, it's very old school. You guys notice how old school this is? When you look at old medicine, in the olden days, people coming in Ellis Island, okay, they were screened, they were asked questionnaires, there was a cursory check by a medical officer that would decide if you get to stay or not. If you were sick, you had to turn back around. And Ellis Island was separate from New York, so somebody sick wouldn't be able to get into the country. And in fact, I mean, it's very old school what's happening now, and we're seeing history repeat itself. Okay, we're going to stop you before you get in, even though now our airports are on the mainland. But we're going to stop. We're going to do a cursory check. We're going to do a questionnaire. Quick look. True, the temperature gauge has some more beeps. But either quarantine, et cetera. And then old school type of vaccination. Smallpox. We would give smallpox to vaccinate. Doing the same thing, giving antibodies or giving water dead. After all these years, 150 years plus, 200 years, we're still kind of doing the same type. But here we are with Ebola, and we don't even have the fancy tests yet to screen everybody. So we're doing the quarantine, et cetera. But, we have good news on the front that no more cases. Yeah, we're watching. We're still, I forget which authority said, Red Cross, I think, said, look, it could take about 6 months to really contain this. So we're going to be on alert for the next 6 months. And like I said, I hope the hospital will bounce back. But if not, and we have more cases, I wonder if we're going to start seeing hospitals turn people away. And that's going to be scary. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don Don is working 1,000. Oh, Don's here. Hi, Don. Big thanks to everybody tuning in. All right, so roommate. I had tons of roommates. I could never afford my rent, so I would let anybody live with me, or I would crash with anybody else just so I could keep my rent under $150 a month, because that's all I could afford. Well, apparently a Florida woman got mad, very, very mad, and her leftover meatballs and spaghetti got, I guess, tossed in the trash. And she was drinking with a roommate. This was 33-year-old Melissa Dawn Sellers. And found out that her roommate threw out her food. She was living with 42-year-old Carlos Ortiz Jr. And he, I guess helped take care of her dogs, took her into his apartment where she was evicted because she was unable to pay her rent. She had lost her job at Walmart, according to Tech Times. A neighbor who witnessed the fight said Sellers started setting, an object on fire and then poured nail polish remover on Ortiz and then lit him with a lighter or a cigarette. His face was like melting off. It was pink and sore. His lips were burning. Now, all because he threw out her spaghetti and meatballs. I once almost really, went ape crazy on my husband because I had a piece of prime rib that I was saving for the next day and he threw it out. And I was like, what? And it was like way over the 30-second rule. Apparently, Sellers immediately regretted her actions and attempted to throw water on Ortiz and ripped off his shirt as soon as she realized what he had done. How many of us have ripped off our roommate's shirts, right? Our male Latino Alejandro. Very sexy shirts. Never mind. After Ortiz was taken to Tampa General Hospital for treatment of burns on his face, chest, and shoulders, she stayed at her stepfather's home nearby. Clearwater police arrested her when she returned to the apartment she shared with Ortiz. I don't know if they're still roommates. Sellers has been charged with aggravated battery and attempted murder and is being held without bail at Pinellas County Jail for breaking her probation. Apparently, she was arrested in 2008 also for battery. All right, so I think a learning lesson here is don't move in with somebody who has a criminal record such as that. According to a friend of Ortiz, Catherine Muds, he is a nice man, and she couldn't imagine him hurting anybody. And the thing is, you have a male roommate that's cleaning up. He's actually clearing the table and cleaning up. He's a keeper. I'll let him live with me. Sellers, on the other hand, had a temper and had broken windows at the apartment in the past. Unfortunately, Ortiz is in a critical condition due to the extent of his injuries. Okay, so now some of you are like, oh my gosh, I live with somebody. You know, am I a good roommate? Am I a bad roommate? Well, we talked about what makes you a bad roommate and a good roommate, right? Okay, so what makes you a bad roommate is if you always seem to have like a live-in, girlfriend, boyfriend, you have a extra party, person in the house. Okay, so they're living there rent free and you're only paying your part of the rent when, and they're sometimes paying you. All right, and here the other roommate is like, okay, this kind of sucks. So that's an issue. You're always blocking the TV because you're playing video games. That would make my husband a bad roommate, and I'm kicking his butt out. You know, you're a bad roommate if you're just always there. Okay, you know, I loved it when my roommates weren't home. Just pay the rent and don't be there. That was a nice roommate. Let me see. If you like to do pranks. Okay, people don't like pranks. If you're always broke, you know what, can you buy dinner? Oh, I can't buy cleaning supplies. If you don't clean, that does. You always have family over, okay? You know, people really don't want, you know, that family over. That's not, that, no, please. All right, if you're the opposite, where you're always stuck in your room, and when you open up the door, it stinks, and you're unkempt, and the house is, you know, the apartment's all perfect, and it looks like there's, you know, an infestation in there. That could be concerning. You never go grocery shopping, okay, and all it is junk food wrappers all over the place. They say if you're a struggling rapper, according to Complex.com, I don't understand what that means. right, because I like music in the house. All right, and so what makes you a good roommate? Okay, well, you know, obviously the opposite, but this is interesting. All right, WikiHow, which tells you how to do anything, has how to be a good roommate, and it has pictures and steps. Okay, so first, for you to be a good roommate, you need to find a good roommate. So you need to not only see if they're friendly, but you need to know about living compatibility. Okay? You know, like my husband. My husband was very, very sexy. Or is still. But very tough to live with. Now I've got him trained. Okay? You know, when I first lived with him, I'm like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. No, you're not leaving that. No, you're not. You just didn't do that. What? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Okay, so we've been now married 17, almost 18 years. I've got him trained to a T, except he still leaves soggy bread in the sink. I don't get that. I don't understand that. And he still drinks from the container sometimes. And that, yeah. But the seat's down, and he doesn't miss. That was 1997. Summer of 1997, we had a training course of how to not miss. You know, I stood there, then I showed him, and I had him stand there. We had target practice. We would videotape, and we would show him, okay, you see, that is where you went wrong. You know, we had the Rocky music in the background, and we trained him. It takes work. It does. Okay, so next. All right, so what you want to do is you want to find the rental history. If they've been to five different living situations in the last year, that could be concerning. Do they have enough money to cover the bills? All right. Now, you know, a lot of apartments ask for credit histories, things like that. I wonder if you can, too. You know, check a credit history. If their credit history is bad, may not be worth it. Okay, are they early risers or are they night owls? So, for example, if you need to wake up at 6 a.m. and you go to bed by 10, like a good boy, you know, because Dr. Dahlia says you need 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night, and he, you know, likes to party till 6 in the morning and then go to bed, you guys are going to have a problem, all right? Another big thing, this was almost a deal breaker. My husband and I still are on the verge of divorce when it comes to the temperature in the house. Okay, he wants 65 degrees. I want 79. And there's no happy medium. So what he'll do is go, well, let's compromise. Okay, so he's like, actually, I really want 65 degrees. I want 60 degrees. You want 80 degrees. Why don't we compromise at 70? I'm like, oh, hell no, no. No, that still's too cold. Okay, and then, you know, how much TV do they watch? Do they dominate the TV? Do they have, you know, that's why get your own TV in your room, with your own, Xbox, et cetera. And then the noise level, are they deaf like me where it has to be really, really high? They said, what are the roommates' political or religious views? Are they more liberal or conservative? Now, I wouldn't be concerned about, I've lived with people of all religions. That, to me, is very easygoing because a lot of religions have the same basis. You know, don't kill. Don't steal. So we all pretty much get along. But if I lived with a liberal, a diehard liberal, oh hell no. And then let me see. Just live alone. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.